Blog Talk Radio.
All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
So the song says, mountains are still being strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, cause yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all listen. And bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here.
We praise you, Lord.
We are here.
Hallelujah.
So we Lord.
Hallelujah. We can praise God.
We need a
Lord.
We need a Lord. We need a Lord. Know what you want to know. We need a Lord. We're waiting on you.
Give Lord a hand, praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We can let the Lord have his way with us. Amen.
You,
hallelujah. I just want to thank God for that. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
That I found out I don't have to have all of that in order to praise God. I can praise God on my own. Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't no rocks going to take my place.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Ain't no tree going to lift his branches. Amen.
Thank you,
as long as I'm alive, I'm going to praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for another day that he's awakened us up to see. Amen. If it had not been for God, we wouldn't be here today. Amen. We say that in him we move and have our beings. Amen. And this is why we still remain today. It's because God did it. Amen. Who did it? God did it. Amen. He woke you up this morning. Amen. His mercies is renewed, what? Every morning. Amen. So every morning you wake up, his mercy is renewed each and every morning. Amen. If someone have a scripture, you got a scripture today. Amen. Want to do a prayer? Amen. Somebody do a prayer and someone do a scripture. Amen. You got the scripture? You want to be the prayer sister?
Thank you.
Go ahead.
The word of the Lord reads.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. May the Lord have a blessing to the reader, hearer, and doer of his most holy word.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you. Let's have a prayer.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day you have made, Lord. And we choose, Lord, to rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we choose, Lord, to rejoice and be
yes,
glad in it.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You have given us such a choice this morning, Lord. But, Lord, we choose, Lord, to rejoice in this morning, Lord Jesus, in you, Lord Jesus, in your word, Lord. We choose this morning, Lord Jesus, to walk upright before you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for each and everyone on Facebook this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you for each and everyone online this morning, Lord Jesus. And everyone in the congregation this morning, Lord Jesus. And you were blessed, Lord Jesus. You were healed, or you were set free. And you were delivered this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your anointing this morning, Lord. Only the birds are going forth this morning, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You are here this morning, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You test all our care about you, but you care for us, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
And we thank you for being a loving God, Lord.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Thank you for being a forgiving God this morning, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Lord, we repent of all our sins
thank
and all our Lord. We thank you, Lord, you've given up all our iniquity this morning, our transgressions this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
We are thank you having faith this morning in you, Lord Jesus. Not faith in man, but faith in you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we just thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your glory this morning, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And your power, Lord, and your strength, Lord. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Your love this morning, Lord.
Testimony, praise report. I want to say that he'll move right there where you are. And wherever you are this morning, in your home, in your car, wherever, God will move right there because he's everywhere. He's everywhere. He fills the whole heaven and earth. I mean, he's everywhere. And so he can move right there for you now. Anyone have a testimony this morning?
Could have went the other way.
Amen.
Didn't have to be here.
Amen.
You know, and man, just think, I could be lifting my eyes and screaming and hollering and waiting to go to hell. You know, so I just thank God that he didn't allow that to happen. I got no other choice. Serve God.
Amen.
No matter what comes my way. Stand on the truth of God no matter what.
Yes.
So I give God the praise for this mind that was in Christ Jesus also be in me, making me better than I was yesterday.
Amen.
So God, we ain't alive yet. But if he doesn't go to work, we'll continue it to the day of the Lord. So we ain't made it yet. So
amen.
I just thank God that he can keep on doing. It may not look where I want to be, but definitely not where I need to be. So I thank God and pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Give the Lord an answer. And for anyone else online, do anyone online? If anybody's online, I don't know who's on there. But amen. But if you got a testimony and want to give a praise, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I just want to thank God that for seeing another day. And each and every day, I'm thankful for all the things that God has done in my life. Amen. I'm still here. But they say millions didn't make it.
Yes.
But I'm one of the ones that did.
Hallelujah.
And so I just want to thank God for that. Amen.
Yes.
You know, turning my life around. Amen. Somebody say he brought me out of a horrible pit. He brought me out of the jailhouse. Amen. Became my lawyer. Amen. Caused my case to be dismissed. Amen.
Yes.
I'm thankful to the Lord this morning. And I don't know about you, but I am. Let's give the Lord a hand praise. Hallelujah. You got a little song you want to sing this morning, Sister Faith?
Amen. You got a testimony, Sister Faith?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Today we're thanking praise God for another day. I'm thanking praise
God. Amen.
Because as I'm here this morning, I'm not in the funeral home.
Hey, amen.
But I'm here.
She's not in the funeral home. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, baby, Lord Jesus, for your goodness, Lord, and my family, Lord Jesus. You know, my husband, my children, my grandchildren, all of my children, all of my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren. I just want to thank and praise God for them. So they all here to let us in this morning. And then nobody called my family saying anybody had passed away today. And thank God for that. Well, thank God that I hope that they do the right thing they do. And thank God. Give the Lord a hand, praise for all of that, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Give the Lord a hand, praise. Let us see who's making all that noise. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. Yeah. Well, thank God, thank God, thank God, amen. I'm glad to be here today. Amen. And I'm glad for whatever he's doing today.
Amen.
And we're just going to get into the word today, going to get into the words. You know, some things that God's been saying all the time, trying to warn the people of what's going on today. Amen. There's a lot of things going on in the world today. And I think I want Is it 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians? 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 11, amen. Amen. Y'all just pray. Father God, thank you for the word, Lord. Lord, may it uplift and may it exhort those that hear. And may our eyes begin to see and our hearts believe the things that you're saying to us in this hour. And I give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Just 1 Corinthians 2 and 11. Y'all go with me in the Bible. 1 Corinthians 2 and 11. Amen. Read.
For what man knoweth the things of a man, say the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God.
The spirit of God. Amen. No man knoweth the things of God except the Spirit of God. So that means that what? We need the Spirit. We need the Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen.
In order to know the things of God. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2 now. I missed it. Probably might have been the one I wanted in the first place. 1 Corinthians 2 and 11. What I want to get to today. Yeah, that's one I want.
To get an advantage of us, but we are not ignorant of his devices.
Amen. So we don't want Satan to get an advantage of us. And that is the thing that God wants to keep us watchful so that Satan don't get the advantage. Amen.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
Because he's always looking for advantage. In other words, when we talk about advantage, he's looking for an opportunity. Amen. That Satan is trying to always gain an opportunity to take advantage of you. He's looking for something. What do they say? He walks around what? As a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. In other words, he's looking for an opportunity. That's all he is. We say he's looking for an opportunity. Amen.
Amen.
Not only looking for an opportunity. Amen. He's trying to get to what? The upper hand on us, you know, having an advantage, you know, you get the upper hand. He's trying to find a superior position over us. And then we don't want to be ignorant of what Satan is doing in this hour, amen?
Amen.
And then I've just been saying it time after time. And the reason I said that is because I went and looked up some things and tell you what's going on because, you know, we look at what's going on in the world today and we sit back and we think that those things or something just happened, but I want to tell you that the things that you see happening today, it was all in a plan. Hmm? That the devil had a strategy to get to what? He wants to get to what? The upper hand. He wants to get the opportunity over us. And that's what the enemy is doing at all times. He's looking for a way to get advantage, take advantage over us. And I don't know if some of you, I Googled this the other day, and I was looking at some of the ways that the enemy had already planned, has already been in plan since 1963 to get an advantage over us. Huh? And what the devil used, it's called, if you can Google it, if you want to look at it, it's called the 45 Ways to Communism. 45 ways that they set in plan, set in force in order to get advantage over, not only just over us, but over the whole nation. If you see, the devil don't just plan just to get you. He plans to get everybody, amen?
Amen.
He plans to take everyone. No, in other words, he's already realized that he's been defeated. And because he's been defeated, amen, he don't want to go down there by himself. So he don't want, the devil don't like to be alone. The devil always like company. You know what they say? Misery always loves company, amen? He always wants to bring somebody beside it so that he can have some company. So the devil wants some company, amen? And this was something right here. I'm reading it, amen? It's where back in 1963, amen, Congressman Alvin S. Herlong, Jr., a Democrat, you know, everybody don't think the Democrat is doing nothing to them, amen, but they don't realize, you know, a Democrat from Florida in 1963, that these goals were gleaned from the testimony given by Congress scholars from a writing of a current form of communism, amen. They wanted to bring communism in our country. And the reason I brought that up today, because people don't know that. You know, you're looking at all these things going on and not realize that the devil is using those things to get advantage of you. Huh? All the things you see going on now. And he wanted to find a way to get it all in. So what is they using right now? They're using the what? The CRT, the critical race theory. They're using that as a plan. They're using Black Lives Matter, amen. And we think that Black Lives Matter is out promoting blackness, but really the Black Lives Matter is promoting homosexuality, amen. You see, it's all under the cover. It's all under the cover, you know what I mean? And this is the way the devil does it. He gets under the cover and hides things, and he does the work and that look like it's good, but underneath there, he got some evil works going on. I'm trying to say that the devil, he's always undercover, amen. He wants to do things and hide his hand. My mom used to say he liked to throw the brick and hide his hand, but we're not ignorant to that, amen, using Marxism. But let me go to the 17. I'm going to use about 17 different ways that it had already been in plan, and you can tell me today whether or not you see any of these things going on, amen. Amen. The number one they was going to do, this is the plan for 1963 that was introduced by the Democrats. Amen. Introduced, well, you all heard what I said? It was introduced by the Democrats, amen. And the one that everybody thinks is for us, amen. And then we always voting for the Democrat because what? We think the Democrats is for us. But you know, who you really need on your side if God be for us? Come on, somebody. He will be more than the world against us. Not whether the Democrats or the Republicans for us, amen. And we got to have God on our side, amen. This is what he said he was going to do. He said, we're going to capture one. He said, number one, I'm going to capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. Amen. That's what the devil planned to do, amen, to get advantage of us. In other words, he's going to take control of one of the parties, amen. He's going to take control of either Democrat or the Republican Party to use to promote his ideas, amen. Amen. And can you see it now? And see, one of the ways that the devil does things, the devil brings division. See, Rome was never overthrown, amen. What I mean, he wasn't overthrown by some party or some great force, amen. Rome was overthrown because of his sin. Rome was overthrown because of its immorality, amen. Rome became so immoral, it divided the country. You got to realize that that's all the devil is out. What is the devil? He's out to divide and destroy, amen. What did Jesus say? Satan come to what? To kill, steal, and destroy. But the way one of his tactics is, he get us divided. He got Rome divided, and all of a sudden Rome fell. It's because he got them divided. If you look at the political parties today, the political party is divided, amen. Huh? The Democrats is against Republican, the Republicans against the Democrat. You see, what he came in, see, the devil strategy, he came in and divided them so that they would fight one another, so that they would fall, amen. Come on, Mystery Babylon, amen, the great whore. She's getting ready to come down. I'm trying to say, if we don't find Jesus today, the United States is getting ready to fall. It's getting ready to fall because the devil's strategy is already at work. He has already divided the Congress. He's already divided the parties so that they would fight against one another. And then while they're fighting against one another, the devil comes in and takes control. Amen. See, that's the way the devil does your life. Get your life divided, amen, and get you divided over Jesus. We gonna go there after a while. See, they get your life divided where that you got one foot over here and one foot over there, amen. You got one foot in the kingdom and the other foot in the world, amen. You see, when you got one foot in the kingdom and one foot in the world, you're divided.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. and divided you fall. You see, that's the strategy of the devil, amen.
Amen.
Now, not only to get us divided, but to get us divided from one another. He already did that. Got us divided from one another, amen. Amen. So he brings in strife, amen. He brings in contention, amen. And when he brings in his strife and bring in his contention, amen, we become divided. This is why the Bible says, let us love one another, amen. And even if we've done something to one another, let us forgive one another. Let's not be divided.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because that's the strategy of the enemy, amen. It gets the husband and the wife divided, amen. And when he gets them divided against one another, he can come in and wreak havoc, amen. He can run in and break up marriages, amen. Break up relationships, amen. Because all because what? He comes in and we allow him to divide us.
Amen.
Amen. Together we stand, but divided we fall. Let's not fall. We ought to be what? We ought to know that's the strategy of the devil, amen. To get us divided from one another, amen. Huh?
Amen.
See, that's what the devil has done out of one of the things. Let me read all of them so I can go on down the line here. Number two, the devil wanted to get control of the schools and teachers. Now, has he done that? Do you see the devil got control over the school? Do you realize that you don't own your children anymore? Do you realize that the government is taking control of your children? You can't even discipline your children in your own house, amen, unless the devil comes in, you know, and wants to control you and your children as though it's their children, amen. As though that what? They own you. They act like they own you, amen. They come in your house, amen, like they own you, telling you what to do. CPS comes in telling you what to do, amen. I'm trying to say the devil's at work. You better see this, amen. And then we, people of the church, I tell you what we need to do. We need to get our children out of the world church and world school to make a school of our own, amen, so we can teach them what's right, amen. Well, we can teach them what? That Jesus is the Christ, amen. That Jesus is the Lord, amen. And we need to teach them the way that is right rather than the way that is wrong, amen. You see, that's the strategy of the enemy, amen, to tear the nation down. Not only is it tearing the nations down, it's tearing you down along with it. Tearing the families down. Get where a woman is scared to even identify as a woman.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Got a man scared to say he's a man. I don't know what the gender. I don't know what gender they're going to put up. Amen. What they're going to call us, a woman who give birth or whatever. I don't know what's going to be the definition of a woman. What is going to be the definition of a man? You see, everybody sit back and say, oh, I don't see nothing wrong with what's going on. You got to recognize that this is the strategy of the devil to take you down, amen.
Amen. That's right.
This is the strategy of the devil. And you shouldn't be ignorant to this stuff. You should stop going along with this stuff and saying, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Oh, I think it's all right. No, but without kidding about it. I don't know what you're going to call your children now. Maybe I'm a boy and you can't tell them what's going on. Truth. Because you don't see nothing wrong with it. You think it's all right. And the next thing you know, they're going to have advantage over you. What do you mean have advantage over you? Huh? You see, you can only identify as a woman. Or you can only identify as a man. And so they're going to have advantage over you because they can have any identity that they want. They're going to get benefits that you can't get. Hallelujah. Come on now. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. You know, two men can be living together and he can get insurance. But a woman and a man, you shouldn't be sacking anyway, though. But a woman and a man can be living together. She can't get nothing. Do you call that equality?
No.
Do you call any equity in that? You see any equity in that? And you sit back and you're not paying any attention. You're just going along. You're just going along with it, amen. Hallelujah. You allow them to call the good evil and you allow them to call the evil good, amen. And you're going along with it because you don't see nothing wrong with it, you see. It's just blind guys leading the blind, amen. And they all fall in the ditch, amen. You see, you're falling in the ditch. You see, Satan getting advantage over you is because to keep your eyes blind, you can't see the truth. You see, you can see what the enemy is doing. You see, he said, we got the teachers, amen. Now, they're being allowed to teach your children even about, now, they call it immoral for you to talk to them to tell them what's right. But the teachers are being allowed to teach your children what's wrong. They're teaching you, it's all right. If you feel like this, sister, it's all right for you to be like that. No, you need to go get some help. There's something wrong with your mind. Hallelujah. Satan got some control in there, amen. It's the spirit of the devil that's working on them, amen. You need to let them know. No, that's the spirit of the devil. That's the spirit of error, amen. That's not the spirit of truth, amen. The spirit of truth said that you're a woman. The spirit of truth said that you're a young girl, amen. The spirit of truth said that you're a young man, amen. You're not a woman, amen. Hallelujah. The spirit of truth said that what? A man and a woman is the one that gets married, amen. Amen. That's the spirit of error, that the two men can marry men and two women can marry women. But that's the spirit of error. This is how Satan gets advantage.
Amen. You're right. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. So he controlling the schools and the teachers. Mm-hmm. And they got control of the teacher association. And what are they doing? They're softening the curriculum. You know, they're just making your children dumber and dumber, amen. Amen. You know, you don't believe that they're making the children dumb and dumber? You go to the store and give a little boy some change at the counter. And you just going to give him the correct change, or you might give him a little more at a change. He's confused. If the machine don't tell him how much he's supposed to give you back, he's lost. I had a little boy the other day. I gave him, I think it was 222 or something like that, and I gave him the 22 cents. Well, I gave it to him a quarter. He was lost. He said, oh, I see what the thing said. I just got to give you the whole chain. He couldn't even, he didn't even know what he owed me. The curriculum is getting softer. Come on, I'm talking about that's the devil. I'm trying to show how he's taking advantage of us, amen. Number three. He gained control of all the student newspaper. What does that mean? When he gained control of the student newspaper, it means they can't print what they want now. What you call it? Censorship. They're censoring what you say now. Certain things you can't say, amen. I mean, you can say anything evil you want to say, but you just can't say what's right, amen. You're going to censorship. Huh?
Amen.
Praise God. Florida just got to do what you can't say gay law. Censorship, amen. And so even what you write or even what you say, they're gaining controls over the newspaper. Can you see that?
Amen.
See, you think CNN is giving you all the right information?
No.
CNN is and MNBC, they're just telling you what they want you to know. They're not telling you the truth, amen, so that they can push their narrative upon all mankind and all people. That they're telling you what they want to tell you, amen. They tell you what they think they want you to hear. Now, not what you should hear, but what you want to hear, amen. Because what? They have control of the radio and the TVs. They promote what they want to promote. And so you have to realize that the devil is promoting homosexuality, amen. Come on, you give them some. They're promoting it, amen. Come on, amen. They got control over the music business. And the musicians are promoting, they're promoting lust, amen. They're promoting hate, amen. They're promoting sex. See, all those things are being that the devil is promoting, amen. And we are allowing it to happen because they have control over the airwaves. What does the Bible say? The devil is the prince and palace of the air, amen. That means he controls the airwaves, amen. He make known what's been going on there, amen. You see, this is how he's taking advantage of over us, amen. And this is why God tells us that we should be bombing the heavens with our prayer, amen, because it takes a prayer to get up into the airwaves, amen. Let your prayer go forth, amen, and you start praying and bombing the airwaves because, well, it is Satan that has control of it, and we need to let God have control over the airwaves, amen. Because, well, he's plaguing your mind with stuff that shouldn't be in there, amen. Come on, that's what he's doing. And you wonder why all these little kids and stuff is killing. See, Satan got advantage over them because we allow them to listen to the rap music. I'm talking about these rappers need to get saved, amen. Huh? Hallelujah. They need some deliverance, amen. I know they're going after the money and everything. I know the money is good, amen. But what is it going to profit them to gain all the whole world and lose their soul? Hallelujah. When it's all over, what are you going to have left, Mr. Rapper, amen, that's promoting this thing, allowing Satan to use you to promote sex, to promote sin, to promote death, promote murder? Well, what are you going to allow him to, what are you going to give for your soul in that day? You don't know when that day going to come. That day can come today. It can be tomorrow. It can be right in the next moment or two. You don't even know when it comes. See, you allow Satan to have advantage over you. You can't be ignorant not to know that's what's going on.
Amen.
That through your singing, you are sending your own brothers and sisters to prison because you're rapping about you're rapping about killing the police. You're rapping about stealing. You're rapping about smoking drugs, doing drugs, amen. You're rapping about all that stuff, and you're filling your own people up with that stuff. You see, you don't care about yourself, and nor do you care about your people, because if you cared about yourself, you wouldn't do that, no matter what amount of money they offer you. See, one of the ways that the devil get advantage over you, he get advantage over you and through lust. That is the main enemy, amen. James 1:14, amen, Sister Faith. Let's just get a scripture. Through lust. See, it says number four, he's going to gain control of the press. Does he have it? Now you can see he's already got it, amen. Now I know everybody said, well, I heard what CNN said. I heard what Fox said. Who's got control over that? And then even with the war that's going on, they don't tell you the truth about the war. They didn't tell you the truth about why they went to Iraq, amen. They didn't tell the truth. They lied. They went to war. They know they wanted the oil. They lied about they killing Gaddafi, amen. They know they wanted his oil. They wanted to take control of his country, the reason they killed him. And the newspaper told you, well, you know, Gaddafi, you know, just killing his own people. The man was taking care of his people. If you didn't have a job during the time Gaddafi was in office, the people who didn't have a job was getting $60,000 a year because they couldn't find a job. And then you working two jobs and can't make $60,000 a year. And then you're going to go over there and kill Gaddafi, going to lie the newspaper, you know. Yeah, he killing his people. No. That was just your lie to go over there and kill him. So you got to watch even the news stuff. They telling you what's right. Don't you be believing everything that you hear on CNN. Stop believing all that stuff you hear on Fox News, amen. Any major network, you stop believing that stuff because this is they telling you to get an advantage over you. See, they make one president look worse than the other one, amen. And the one who they want in the office, they're going to say the best things about them, amen. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Amen.
And what are they doing? To get you thinking the way they think, amen. To get you hating somebody that they hate. Get you hating somebody or not liking somebody that they don't like. And then when you go back and find the truth about it, you find out they lied. What is he doing? He's trying to get advantage over us, amen. What does that scripture say, Sister Faith?
Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed.
Go on to the next one.
Then what lust have conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it finished, bringeth forth death.
So when lust has conceived, what it bring forth death? Conceived, bring forth death, amen. And so what is the devil promote? He's promoting lust. That's what he promotes, amen. Why does he promote lust? To get advantage over you, amen. Every commercial you, even the commercial you see promote lust. You see two men kissing. You see two women kissing, amen. That's commercialized, amen. They don't see nothing wrong with that, amen. But if a parent goes and chastises their child, all of a sudden there's something wrong with them. Can you see how they taking advantage? See, they're going to call that abuse. They call that abuse.
Amen.
What? See, Satan trying to get advantage, amen. He's taking advantage. But we're not ignorant to the way he's working, amen. We're not wicked to his device. And we know what's going on. See, you got to be able to start looking out among the world and look, you ought to know what's going on. You ought to see that the devil is at work, amen. You ought to see that he's trying to bring you down and bring all the people down, bring the nation down, and amen, trying to destroy the nation and then destroy you along with it. You better look up. You better wake up. You better wake up. You better wake up and start seeking the Lord, amen, because, you know, the time is going to be short, amen, and the Lord is soon to come, amen. This is what Esther said. They gained control over the radio and TV. Now, hear that. They're going to eliminate all the laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and press. In other words, we can put what we want on now because we'll say you're violating free press. I can say what I want to say. You know, I can get out there and cuss as much as I want to in front of everybody. That's all right, but I better not say. But I better not say you gay. Do you see what I'm trying to say? Now, Florida just passed that law, that don't say gay law, right? It just passed this week, amen. Now, you can cuss now. You can call all kind of SOB and all that stuff. You can say anything you want on TV. But you better not say that homosexuality is wrong. If a man say he wants to be a woman, you better not call him a man when he know he's one. You better call him what he wants to be called, not who he is. That shows you the messed up stuff in it. You can't call him who he is. You have to call him who he wants to be called. I'm talking about Satan taking advantage of us, amen. Can you see how that advantage right there, amen? Because what? The laws is going on their side now, amen. The laws is on the side of the murderer now. Hallelujah. Do you ever notice that a person that's never done wrong, they go to court and they get 50 years? They ain't doing nothing wrong. And the man that's been in and out of court, he gets less time. Because he already in the system, you know what I mean? Amen. Huh?
Amen.
Come on, I'm trying to show y'all that we need Jesus, amen. The whole world needs Jesus,
amen.
The whole world needs some salvation, amen. People need to be saved, and we better wake up and get up and go out and start declaring the word of the Lord, because if we don't get up and start doing something, amen, the devil is taking advantage of us. Because we sitting back being quiet, oh, you know, in the side of the church. Oh, yeah, you know, we standing up back in the house, hid in the church like little rabbits. When the devil's out there marching for what they want, they got their flags. They've got a flag, amen, they care. Come on. We ought to have a bloodstained banner, amen. Come on, somebody say, let us hold up the bloodstained banner of Jesus, amen. Let us hold Jesus Christ high. Let's lift him up so that what? He can draw all men unto him. Maybe he said, if I be lifted up, amen, then I will do the drawing, amen. Hallelujah. But we ain't lifting them up, amen. The devil is lifting that stuff up, amen. They got it on TV. They're broadcasting, amen. They got it on the street corner. Amen. They got it in the neighborhood. No matter what corner you go on, the devil is lifting this stuff up, and he's getting advantage, amen, because he's lifting it up. But we never better start lifting up Jesus and become for real, or you're going to find yourself out not having a thing. You're going to lose every right you got. I'm trying to say these are some of the ways, amen. Eliminate. There's nothing wrong with obscenity now, amen. Everybody got it right now. When you're looking at the gay movement over there, what I want to call it the pride movement, they had naked men walking down the street naked. And Nancy Pelosi was looking at one, two of them having sex in the opening, letting your having your children to think that that's right. And you wonder why so many is going left. It's because they don't know what's right. Gay pride, they can walk down. And some of the so-called gay men that took a few shots, they was walking around with no bra on. Well, he got two rights, amen. Well, what do you mean I say he got two rights? He got a right to be a man and he got a right to be a woman. What I mean? If you try to put him in jail for going down with his breast out, he can say, I'm a man. I can have my shirt off. Are y'all with me here?
Amen.
See, we better wake up. We better start smelling the coffee and see how this thing is going down the tube. See, Satan is getting advantage.
Yes, he is.
Huh? Over the saints, because what? We're sitting there asleep. Yes, our eyes are not open, amen, no. To the truth, amen. Because what? Well, we got a lot of preachers turning over now. We got preachers, amen. Preachers becoming homosexuals, amen. They was already a homosexual. We just finding out about it. Amen. We got women that pass. Women pastors, so-called pastors. Wasn't supposed to be a pastor anyway, but they won and they gay. Not gay, they lesbian. And then, you see, that same spirit is leading other people. You see, as goes the priest, so goes the people. That same spirit is leading everybody else to the same direction. You better wake up.
Amen.
If you got a gay pastor, you better get out of there.
Right.
You got a gay leader, you better get out of there, because that spirit will lead you into darkness. See, that's how he get advantage of it, because what? He raised his own people up to be what? Creatures of light, amen. See, he raised them up to be light. And they get in the view, and then all of a sudden they start leading people down the same road, same path, won't tell them what's right, won't tell them the truth. Scared to stand up. You got them scared to stand up for the truth today, amen. Too many scared to stand up for what's truth, amen. What's right. And if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. That's what we say about it. And we got to start falling for Christ, amen. We need to stand up for Christ and say, wrong is wrong and right is right, amen. And that's just the way it is. If you don't like me for it, too bad. If you don't like me for what the truth is, too bad. Go on, hate me. I'm supposed to be hated for truth's sake, amen. Blessed is the happy of those, amen, that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Happy be those that are persecuted for what's right. And people don't like for you to tell the truth these days. It's because they've been used to lies for so long. Whenever somebody tells the truth, people get mad. They get angry. I won't say they get mad. They get angry then, amen. Amen. And they come against you and call out against you because you told them the truth. If the truth makes you free, amen, yeah, you ought to be glad to hear the truth so you can get free of this stuff.
Amen.
Rather than allowing Satan to keep the advantage over you, amen. Know what it said? Number seven. Know what number seven said? He's going to break down cultural standards and morality by promoting pornographic and obscenity in the media. Do you see it happening? You see that because what? It was planned by the Democrats. That's what it says when I read it. Said it was the Democrat man that put this in force in 1963. Yeah. 57 years been going there. Now here's something right here. Now I know Christians just stand back there. Oh, well, you know, that's all right. I'm going to keep praying. I'm just going to stay in church. Know what else they're going after? They're going to eliminate prayer or religious expression in the schools. I mean, she's already done that. And she's already took prayer out of school. And then while the shooting going on, oh, where was Jesus at? You put him out? Where was Jesus at? You put him out to school, didn't you? At least there was a presence there, amen. Every morning they prayed, at least he showed up there, amen. And then you want answers, amen. If Christ Jesus is the answer, why don't you go back to doing some of those things you used to do, amen? You used to pray, amen. Praise God. You used to have God in the midst of the school, but it was the plan of the devil to get the prayer out of school. And what did we do? One woman got all the prayer out of the school, and the church sat back and did nothing. One woman. It only took one woman. And all the Christians just sat back. Well, you know. No. Why did we stand up? We so divided over religion, amen. And because we so divided over the religion, we couldn't even come together for a common cause, amen, in order to get something done, amen. And because we divided over the Sabbath, we divided over Jesus, and we divided over everything else. See, the devil divided, but he worked together. But no, we can't do that. And we wonder how the enemy getting advantage over us. We just like the people of the old days. They were fighting over whether or not Jesus was the right one or not, amen. And got them divided, amen. John chapter 9, verse 16, Sister Faye. But let's show you how the devil works, amen. St. John 9, verse 16. Let's show you how the devil works. Amen. And you look at us now, about 4,000 different denominations, and you can't even find a denomination in the Bible, amen. We're all divided over something, amen. But the devil taking advantage of it because we sitting back in our division, and we won't stand up for Jesus. The devil stands up for themselves, amen. But the saints sit back in the corner, and we won't stand up for what's right. But even when Jesus came, they were divided about him too. Read that scripture, Sister Faye.
Therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God. Does he keep it not the Sabbath day? Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them.
See how they divided? See, we divided. They were divided over the Sabbath. That man couldn't be a man of God because he didn't keep the Sabbath. He was Jesus Christ. He was God in the flesh himself, amen. Yes. And even though he was God in the flesh, and he healed on the Sabbath day, amen. And because he healed on the Sabbath day, they want to say he couldn't be a man of God. We still divided over stuff like that today, amen. We still divided over the Sabbath day. People saying that, well, if you don't keep the Sabbath day, amen, you ain't saved. And that is the devil got us in our division, amen. It's because we're divided over something that God said, you're divided because you really don't understand its purpose of it anyway, amen. See how the devil keep us divided? Mm-hmm. They were saying Jesus couldn't be the Christ because he didn't keep the Sabbath. And then you got a lot of people believing that stuff today. He couldn't have been, he broke Moses' law. But he was greater than Moses, amen. It's because they don't know the truth, amen, that he was greater than Moses. They don't realize Moses was a servant, amen, but Jesus Christ was the Son. And so Jesus had a more hierarchy than Moses had. It's because he was the Son, amen. He was the only begotten of the Father, amen, full of grace and truth, amen. Moses was just a servant, amen, and a servant does not have power over the Son.
That's right.
Moses' law. No, it's Jesus' law now.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. See, they don't realize the inheritance been given to the Son. It don't belong to the servant no more. See, under the old covenant and all, under the old covenant, you see, when a man didn't have a son, he allowed his servant to take control of his possession. Huh? That means that he allowed his servant to take control of his possession. Amen. Until he had a son.
Amen.
See, Eliezer was Abraham's servant, but when Isaac came along, Eliezer had to step to the side. Amen. I said Moses was a servant. Amen. And Jesus was a servant. He's in more hierarchy. But you can't. We're still divided on who keeps the Sabbath and don't keep the Sabbath today. And they had that trouble back in the Bible back then. Amen. You see how the devil take advantage of us? He used these little things to keep us separated.
Right.
And then we find ourselves fighting each other rather than fighting the devil. And we'll kill each other in a minute now. We'll kill each other in a minute. Amen. We'll take down one another in a minute. And then the small thing that we divided over didn't matter no way. Jesus said, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. Amen. I say what can and can't be done on the Sabbath. Amen. Not only that, he was God Almighty. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. I said, Jesus was God in the flesh. Amen. Huh? That's what it says? But we divided over that, and the devil get advantage of us because we won't believe it and keep us divided with one another. I mean, know what I'm saying.
Amen.
I'm talking about how Satan get advantage of us. Amen. He get advantage of us. Present homosexuality, degeneration, promiscuous, make it normal. Is that what they're doing today? They're making it normal, ain't it? Huh? Yeah, I mean, everybody out the closet today. Ain't nobody hiding today, amen. Huh? Are y'all with me today, amen? Am I telling the truth?
Amen.
Ain't nobody hiding no more. Everybody out the closet.
Right.
The 300-pound linebackers out the closet. The 350-pound guard is out the closet. The 7-foot-1 basketball player, he out the closet. No, everybody coming out. They don't hide no more. Why? They don't have no shame anymore. Amen? Huh? See, the devil done gave them enough courage not to have shame anymore. Why? Because they done brought the standard of what's holiness and what's right. They done brought it down so far until they don't have no shame no more. The morals are gone. There used to be things we'd be ashamed to do.
Amen.
You know, we did them, but we hid them.
Amen.
But now there's no shame anymore.
Yeah.
Godly things, you know, we're not ashamed to do ungodly things anymore. It used to be a shame, you know, when you got pregnant and you wasn't married. You know, it used to be a shame.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who did it had to come to church in the old days. You would have to come to church and beg the church to apologize because you make bring the shame upon the church. That's what they did in the old days. You had to come and apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have parties over with now. Amen. Everybody have a party about it now. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
They go out and have a, what you call that? Baby parties. Baby shower, yeah. They go out and have baby showers. Amen. No husband. Ain't no shame in that. Hey, I got about 4 or 5 of them. I ain't did nothing wrong. No more. Why? It's because they have degenerated. They have made normal and natural things. They have made it look like it's right and healthy. Normalcy. It's gone now. They say you're praying. They say you're praying in the. They say you're praying in the office somewhere. They fire you. Hmm. What are they doing? Normalcy. Hmm. That's a separation of church and state. They use that to get the prayer out of school. Separation of church and state. That's your child now. But they're gonna move. They're gonna move God out of it as a separation. Normalcy. Things that used to be abnormal, we'd have made them normal because what? No God in our life. Come on. We need to rise up, thanks to God. Amen. We need to rise up. Amen. Huh? Because if we don't, the devil, oh, Lord Jesus. I only got to number 8, boy, and it's 45 of them. Hallelujah. It's 45 different ways that they bring a communism upon us. Amen. Huh? And you better look it up, amen. Praise God. You see the reason for this, amen. Praise God. You see, people that we even got divided over Jesus now. John 10:14, Sister Pay, let's read down through that. I got to get through here. It's because, people don't have no shame no more, amen. Hmm? You know, Susie will bring Sally home, said, oh, this is my husband now. Well, which one of y'all the husband? I don't know which one of y'all is which. Both of y'all got parts. Got the same parts, so what's the difference now? Huh? And Johnny brought, and Johnny, you better not bring, I don't care if my grandson or son or what, you better not bring another man to my house talking about, this is my husband, I'm going to shoot both of you. I might. Coming in the house talking about, well, this is my, yo, what? Normacy. Read on, sister.
I am a good shepherd.
In other words, Jesus says here, we need Jesus.
And know my sheep.
I know who mine, you know.
I'm known of mine.
I'm known of mine. Is that all it says? Read on down next.
As the Father knows me.
As the Father knows me.
Even so, I know the Father.
Now, Jesus said, I know him and he knows me.
And I lay down my life for the sheep.
I lay my life down for the sheep. Keep going. Because you miss it.
The sheep I have, which is not of this fold. Then also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd.
You know what it said? One fold and one shepherd, amen. We divided because we don't believe there's one shepherd, amen. Everybody's seeing three shepherds, amen. They see the Father as a shepherd. They see the Son as a shepherd. They see the Holy Ghost. They see three shepherds, amen. That it's only one fold. It's only one fold, one God. It's one baptism. One faith, amen. If it's only one shepherd, how you gonna, you going to have more than one shepherd lead? Read on.
Therefore, do my Father love me because I laid down my life that I might take it again.
So he lays his life down. Nobody can take his life. You know. In other words, when he gave his life, he won't be like us. He wasn't kicking and screaming and said, oh, I got, don't kill me, please. No, he wasn't hollering and screaming, you know. He wanted to be a martyr for God. He wanted to be an example of the way we're supposed to lay our life down, amen? Not be afraid to lay your life down. Not be afraid to stand up for what's right. If I die, amen, I know I'm going to live again, amen? And out of all the days of my appointed time, I'm going to wait for a change to come. I know I got a change coming. See, people that's saved by God and people that who have the Spirit of God and walk by the Spirit of God, they don't mind laying their life down, amen, because what? They know they're going to pick it up again, amen. They stand for what's right, even if it kills them, because what? I know I'm going to be resurrected again, amen. Jesus died for what was right, not for what was wrong. He stood for what was right, and he was willing to die for what's right, and when he died for what's right, he resurrected again. Come on, amen. If you believe that the same spirit that is in you, that is on him, is going to raise your body up in that day. And so, therefore, you shouldn't mind giving your life up for what's right. Because somebody laid their life down for you. And that man was Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
He laid his life down for the sheep. And then people was divided over that too, wasn't it? Why were they divided over that? That's the part I wanted to get to. Read on down. I'm closing out here.
No man take it from me, but I lay it down on myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it. This commandment I have received from my Father.
Because verse 19, this is the one I want, amen.
There was a division, therefore, again, among the Jews of these things.
There was a division because what the man said, he could lay his life down and take it up again. They were divided over that too. You know, church folks are always divided over everything. We want to just accept for what it is. We're going to be divided. And because we're divided, what the enemy takes advantage over us, amen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's how you have advantage over us, because somebody don't want to believe the truth. We don't want to believe the truth. We want it to be our way and not God's way, amen. We want to do it our way, not God's way. And no matter what God say, we don't want to do it God's way, because we got our own way of doing things. I tell you, we need to be saved.
Amen.
We need to be saved. I believe 1 Corinthians 3:19 said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, amen. I say that the Holy Ghost is here to liberate you today. Amen. Come on. Who needs to be liberated today? Amen. And one of the most important part that you need the Holy Spirit, because without having the Holy Spirit, you can't see. And to see means that you can't understand a lot of things. Amen. We got people still don't know who Jesus is today. It don't mean that they're not good preachers, but they still don't know who Jesus is. It don't mean that they don't know the scriptures, but they don't know who Jesus is. Why? Because they can't see it. Amen. They still seeing three gods. Amen. And the Bible says only one. They still see three. You know that when Jesus healed the blind man, amen, they said, he said, I see men walking this tree. So he had to put his hand back on his eye so he could see clearly. Amen. Come on. I said, the Holy Ghost will cause you to see things clearly. Huh? See, if you look at the Holy Spirit, you realize who he is through the Spirit of God, and you need the Spirit of God in your life. This is why you need the Holy Ghost. I'm not trying to say that you're not a good preacher. I'm not trying to say you don't know the scriptures, amen. I'm trying to say you can know the scriptures and still not know Jesus. Huh?
Amen.
Apostle Paul knew the scripture, but he didn't know Jesus until his eyes was open, amen.
Amen.
Come on, Apollos that was at Corinth, he was mighty in scriptures, amen, and he was an eloquent speaker, but he still didn't know Jesus. Huh?
Amen.
So I'm not talking about the man don't know the scriptures. I'm just trying to say, do we know Jesus? And you need to get your eyes open to who Jesus is. Hallelujah. Because the rock that they rejected was the head of the corner. See, they didn't know that Jesus was their rock. Amen. And so when Jesus came, they rejected their rock and didn't realize that that rock was God. They didn't realize that. And when God came, they missed him. It's because the devil had their eyes blind. They couldn't see. If there's somebody you want your eyes open today, if you're online or wherever you are, you need your eyes open. You need to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. I wouldn't die without it. If you die without it, you won't be resurrected, because it takes life to raise you up. If there's somebody need the Holy Ghost today, amen. We're going to pray then. If nobody needs, somebody want to be saved today, amen. I see that we have the pool. Look like the pool is working over there, and they presented the other night. So I know we have a pool. Anyone need to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? I know you might have been baptized one time, but there were some people who saw it necessary to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, even though they had been down in John baptism. They did it again, so maybe you need to do it again. Is there somebody online, somebody on Facebook? Amen. If nobody else, we want to thank y'all for tuning in today. I didn't get through it all 45 different ones. We're going to finish it up, because you need to know what's going on in the world today. And all the things you see happening, I want you to know it was planned. For a woman not to be with her husband, that it was planned that way, amen. To get the man out from around his wife, amen, so that she can be by herself and she can raise children and they can take control of them. I want you to know that was a plan, amen. It didn't just happen, you know. It was a plan. So, Father God, I just thank you for the people online today. I thank you for blessing them, Lord. Lord, let not the enemy have advantage over them today because of their blindness of their heart, Lord. They've been blind, oh, Lord. They can't see. And, Lord, even things you try to show them, though they don't even want to see that it's right, oh, Lord. They've been blind, oh, Lord, even though the word come, oh, Lord. But they shut their minds and they shut their eyes to the truth, Lord, that is being brought forth unto them. And so, Lord, I'm asking you to now today open their eyes and let them see what it needs to be seen. And may they believe the things they need to believe. And that may they partake of your presence, O Lord. And, O Lord, that you might lead them into the truth. And we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless y'all on Facebook and wherever live. If you'd like to donate anything, amen. We're not here to beg. But if God lays it on your heart to send something, You can send it to carechurchinc@gmail.com. You can send it Zelle, PayPal, or Cash App. And we appreciate anything that you send. I'm not here to beg. I'm here to tell you, God said if you give, it'll be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, shall men give unto your bosom. And this would be a good place to sow because we use it righteously. Amen. I don't get no salary like other people. Amen. So God has made me be able to take care of myself. And so anything you like to send, we appreciate you sending it. And we give you thanks for joining me in today in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless y'all. God bless y'all. Amen. In testimony, prayer report. Amen. In a testimony, prayer report online today. Praise God. Amen. If there's nobody, no one online has anything to say, amen. We're going to stand and be dismissed then. Praise God. Amen. We'll thank y'all for who are here. And I even thank God for the one that's not here. Amen. Because the more and more you teach me how to believe in the Lord, how to depend on the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I depend on the Lord. That no, let me know I can't depend on nobody. I have to depend on God. Amen. So praise God. Amen. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling, present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God be the glory and honor and praise as we dismiss from this place, but never from God's presence. We get on in praise in Jesus' name. Let everybody be dismissed and say amen and amen. God bless y'all. Amen. We'll see y'all next time. Oh, don't forget about Brother Preble tonight, 299-299. And amen. Don't forget about him coming on tonight. God bless y'all. Amen. I don't know who that other guy was. Oh, that's the guy from San Antonio. Brother's nephew. He was on.
Yep.
Come in. I'm back and jealous.
when you ought to start walking this year.
Wait a minute now. Is he the best on top of it? So then Ozai jumped. So Ozai cut. So then it's the best thing. So Ozai get up there. See, Ozai, he get up there.
He's crazy. Yeah.
They are so funny.
He's crazy.
But they love Leo, though. They really love Leo. So he said, well, I'm going to get one. Because he had both of them. Monday.
Grandma. Well, she has grandma, but it's his mom.
Man, she's the same. She ain't had it for some reason.
I get home.
All right. What? No.
The modern church needs not another class on how to share the gospel. The modern church only needs an experience with the living God. To feature your pastor and church, visit our website, thewordfm.com. Great news. El Dorado Chevrolet has been named Dealer of the Year, and that makes 4 years in a row. I've been talking about the El Dorado Chevrolet.
Thank you.
Thank you.